Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Prasketa Resatanine Panchaka Patri Bhastya Kripa Sindhavi Evacha Pati Dhanan Bhavani Bhyo Vaishnavi Bhyo Namo Namaha. Devi was, since my very introduction to Krishna consciousness, played a very vital role. My first meeting with Srila Prabhupada was in Surat in December 1970, and that was also my first meeting with Yamuna Devi, who was on that first party, along with her husband Gurudas, Shamsundar Prabhu, and Malati, Mataji, so many of those early devotees were there. And I remember she was one of the main ones who encouraged me in Krishna consciousness and made friends right away. And it was, most of the devotees kind of ignored me, and I can understand why. I was a karmi out of New York City at the time, a mustache, long hair. So that was understandable. But Yamuna Devi and Gurudas Prabhu also were very warm and just appreciated that I was there. And, you know, the circumstances, it wasn't really my plan to come initially, but that developed. I remember in Surat there was one astrologer who came one day, and Srila Prabhupada said, "Let's have some fun." So he invited the astrologer in. I think he was a palm reader. And he looked at several devotees' hands, and he looked at Bhamacharya at that time, and said he would become a sannyasi, but he will fall down. And so that particular person said, "This astrologer is bogus." So, then he looked at Yamuna Devi's hand, and he said that this devotee will become as famous as the Yamuna River. So certainly that's come to pass, I believe. Just hearing the appreciation and love for the devotees. Everyone she touched had a great impact. She had a great impact on. And our paths seemed to intertwine many, many times in the past 30 years. She and Dina Tani Mataji were always looking for an ideal place to stay, to really settle down. And she went to quite a few places. She went to England. They both went to England. They went to New Vrindavan, where we're neighbors, actually, for about a year and a half. And Washington State, Oregon, quite a number of places in say, 20 years. And while they were in Washington State, Dina Tani Devi was invited by the devotees in Sharanagati to come and visit. So she went, and she liked it very much. But she didn't want to tell Yamuna Devi that she liked it very much. She wanted her to see for herself. So one day, Yamuna drove up by herself. And as you drive up to Sharanagati, actually it looks very, very barren. You go from a very lush Vancouver rainforest to high, arid desert. But then when you come up and over into the valley, it's a very beautiful sight. There's a couple of lakes and very green grass during part of the season. She was there at a very nice part of the season. And it wasn't the scenery that struck her, but when she drove into the valley, she describes that she felt that the Holy Name resides here. And that was her call to move to Sharanagati. So she moved to Sharanagati, I believe, in 1999, and we, I'm sorry, 1997 or 1998, and we came in 1999. So she was our next door neighbor for 11 years. And I can honestly say that I did not take advantage of her association as much as I could have. In my, you know, filmmaking and travels, it was not always possible to be there, but even when I was there, I certainly could have taken more advantage, and I deeply regret that. But she had a tremendous impact on five girls in the valley. She called them her milkmaids. And one of them was my daughter, Hayapriya, and two were neighbors, next-door neighbors. One was Gopal, and the other was Kalindi. And then two twins in the farther end of the valley, Rasa and Kava. So the mother deity who actually took them under her wing, and she trained them in deity worship, cooking, and bhajan. For about, on and off for about 8-9 years. And those girls are gems. They really have been transformed. We talk about, Maharaj mentioned the idea of transformation in Krishna consciousness, where every opportunity thing we experience is an opportunity for transformation. So these girls have become wonderful devotees, and it's wonderful to see Yamuna Devi's tremendous potency in giving Krishna consciousness not to everyone she met. And we hear that today so amazingly. So unfortunately, and when she left, that was a great loss for the whole valley. The girls were especially crushed by her departure. But they did manage to go in, I think, late November of this year to visit both Yamuna Devi and Dinitarni Devi in Florida. Unfortunately, Hayapriya was not able to do that. She was in Mayapur. But she did receive two emails from Yamuna about a week before she left. And unfortunately, she could not be on email that much, so she was not able to answer. Yamuna Devi, as she was, you know, reaching out to devotees here in Chaupati, some of the staff at the hospital, she was also reaching out to the girls. So we're deeply sorrowful at her departure. And it's just wonderful to be here with so many of those whose hearts she touched. Hare Krishna.